Episode 1694, How Can Marriage Thrive in Conflict?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy day. It's a holiday weekend if you're here in the United States. I know some of you are not enjoying it because you are on the brink of being hit by Hurricane Dorian. You might be in the path. We are praying for you. It is very disturbing when it comes to weather. Weather's unpredictable. So with all of you around the world, know that every single day, this is family. I truly think of you. I have a conversation about you at least daily with one of the members of my family. And so I want you to know that you are loved and you are being prayed for. So today is all about relationship builders. How can marriage thrive in conflict? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, conflict is inevitable in any relationship. It opens the door of discovery or the door of destruction. So how can marriage thrive in conflict? First, you must understand what conflict is. It's a serious disagreement or argument. It's a clash of opposing needs, of opposing wants or wishes. I can think of many quote-unquote conflicts in our marriage. But the difference is how you choose to handle those conflicts or those differences. What do you do about them? Just last night, you know, I'm coming off of being sick and I was feeling the best yesterday. And so I think I overworked myself just a little bit. I really worked hard on my kitchen. I mean, when I say worked hard, I mean I scrubbed countertops. I oiled our butcher block. I organized cabinetry. I actually got rid of like three piles of paper. No, I'm not kidding you. Three piles of paper. I was so proud of my work. I even sent a picture to my mom saying, look at this, mom. You can see the counters. I know you're laughing because if you've been with me long enough, you've heard some of the stories of how my mom really loves clean counters. I do too. I just can't keep them clean. I don't know what it is. It's a downfall of me. But anyway, I was feeling really good. And so I really exerted much more energy than I've had basically in just a little over a week and a half. So about 10 to 12 days. And that was great that I felt so awesome that I could do all that housework, so to speak. Well, fast forward then to into the evening, hubby's home, children are all home, and I lay down just to rest for a minute. I actually was working on this episode, and I fell asleep. I fell asleep. The next thing you know, I wake up, and there's a text to me from my husband, what you doing? That text was sent to me an hour before. Do you know what time it was when I read that text? Just a couple minutes after 8 o'clock. Oh, yes. Dinner time? What? I fell asleep. Now, at that moment in time, we could have had a major conflict, a difference of opinion. Well, you know, all of my children are old enough. They can fend for themselves. They can cook for themselves. They can handle it. If they're hungry, they know where the kitchen is. And I just clean the kitchen so they can find everything. I even clean the refrigerator. Yes, I'm so excited. But that's for a whole nother episode. My husband could have said, honey, why don't you have dinner done? And he could have been all mad at me. He could have come storming in to the bedroom and said, why did you take a nap? You don't need rest. You need to be fixing me dinner. But no, he didn't. In fact, he didn't say anything. What he did come in and say, as I was barely waking up and noise and hustle and bustle was happening, and I'm telling you, this is no joke. He comes in and he says, oh, if you hear a little commotion, no big deal. Don't worry about it. And I'm just kind of coming out of my hour and a half sleep. Yeah, that was my great nap, which my body needed it, right? And he says, oh, we're just trying to catch a bird that's in the house. I'm like, what? How can marriage thrive in conflict? Oh yeah, we could have had a few conflicts there, couldn't we? Now that's all true stuff. That just happened yesterday. Real stuff. This is called real life here. Conflicts can be simple specks of dirt on an average day. But if you let that dirt pile up, serious consequences can occur in your marriage. Pretty soon, you can't see the floor. You have years of messes that seem impossible to overcome. And when that happens, people want to do what? Jump ship. Separations. Divorce. Arguments get even more heated. There just seems to be no way to escape. And as it piles up, that stuff that's way, way deep down that was just specks of dirt turns into what? Bitterness. Bitterness kills the heart. It suffocates it. It squeezes every bit of hope in a marriage. So when you look at conflict, you have a disagreement between you and your spouse. You don't see eye to eye. No, I really wasn't real thrilled that there was a bird in my house. Now, did I at all question who the heck let the bird in the house? How did this bird get in our house? I mean, I was like, okay, I know we've got trees now. Birds and squirrels are everywhere, but really, a bird in our house? I thought he was just joking. Oh no, there was a bird in my house because I quickly sprung to my feet to go see what was going on and to help in getting this bird out of the house as we are trying to catch it with a net and we've got a broom and I'm actually trying to be the bird whisperer and call the bird closer to me to get it out of the door. Just so you know, the bird survived. Nobody died. Everybody's fine. Out. He's in his nature and loving life now. I'm sure he's telling stories to his birdie friends. But I could have been all upset. I could have walked out there and just started a commotion, not about really the bird, but because who's paying attention here? Why are we not doing things that we're supposed to do? Who's not being responsible? Things just happened, right? But that could have been a huge disagreement, a huge conflict. Me sleeping way past dinner time. Yes, it was Friday. Not a big deal. We don't have any necessarily things we have to do on Saturday. There's no push to get to bed immediately by a certain time for everybody. So I caught a break. But he could have been a real jerk and said, you know, hun, why aren't you doing your job? Why aren't you feeding us? We all worked hard too. I know you did, but your part of your job is to get the dinner on the table. Now, my husband is not like that, but it could have been that way. A disagreement between you and your spouse. It's when you don't see eye to eye. It doesn't have to be big either. Small disagreements can add up to big ones eventually. That speck of dirt, right? Ends up to being piles, mountains of dirt. If you look at the disagreement and differences as ultimatums, your way or the highway, then conflict can grow rapidly like a weed. You don't even have to water it. It just grows and it spreads. And you're like, how did we get to this point in our marriage? Maybe you're there today. What's sad is that there are many couples that face this every day. They don't know how to handle disagreements. Each person relies on their upbringing or past experiences. And unfortunately, we're not really being taught how to handle conflict, how to resolve conflict. Not many couples go through or have this confidence regarding resolving conflict. Our society doesn't know how either. I mean, think about it. We get on our soapbox. We get on social media, right? Facebook, Instagram. All of a sudden, we're bashing our spouse. You won't believe what? Well, if he's not on there, he's not going to read it. But the rest of the world is. And oh my goodness, you're going to have all those wives going like. And maybe your complaint will go viral and it'll make you feel really good. But what is that doing for your marriage? Absolutely no good. That speck of dirt is now a mountain of dirt. Not in your favor when it comes to your marriage. We get on our soapbox. We talk bad about the other person. It's all about slamming before the other one can slam you. Doesn't seem fair. So How can you really resolve conflict? If you choose to approach conflict with compromise, you as a couple could actually thrive in conflict. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Approach conflict with compromise. I love the word compromise. I don't even want to go into the history of that word. I just want to look at the word compromise. Come promise. Come to me. Come to each other. Let's talk this out. Let's figure this out because there's a compromise here. We said, I do to each other, which means we do. And together we discover things. You see, conflicts are problems that can inspire us to mend things, fix things, and better things. Instead of looking at conflict as the enemy, embrace it as opportunity for discovery. During dating, you were in a season of discovery. You couldn't wait to learn all there was about this most adorable, cute, handsome boy. From afar, oh my gosh, it was all googly eyes. You're like, oh yeah, woo. And now you're like, I married that one. I don't know what I was thinking. You got to get back to the googly eyes of discovery. When conflict arises, think of it as a moment of discovery. You may not be in a season of discovery. A season lasts a lot longer, it seems to be, right? But a moment, it can be just a moment, a brief sparkle of discovery. So when you approach conflict with compromise, you have to listen to the story or reasoning to understand the heart. Listen to the story or reasoning to understand the heart. Too many times we're just assuming things based on actions or words. And I'm not saying that actions and words don't have power. Oh, they do. But we also have to look at the heart, the compromise, right? Approach conflict with compromise. Most of us are jumping to conclusions before we even know the backstory. And we all have a backstory. Your backstory may be that you had a crappy day at work. Maybe you're a teacher and you're in middle school. And man, that first full week of school was about ready just to knock you off your feet. And you come home not meaning to bring all the chaos that happened at school, but you bring it home and your husband just makes a simple comment, nothing big. And you lash out like it is the worst thing on the earth. Yeah, you have a backstory. You didn't have a great day. 2 hours later, you're having a discussion with your husband and you say something and he just is like, why are you getting all, you know, fussy at me for no reason? He's taking something personally because he had a situation at work too. He has a backstory. Learn the story to understand the heart. I want you to listen to this and really soak it in. Not just between your ears, but in your heart. Open your ears so you can hear the story of the heart near and dear. Let the facts lead the way to understand what matters today. Conflict instills compassion for all. You just have to be willing to let the hurt fall. Marriage is not about you. It's about the two of you. There's two in a marriage. You are in the throes of life together. You're better together. So don't settle for the dump truck of destruction. Reach out for the compromise and thrive. You got this. You can do it. It's going to take one step at a time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 2 minutes. But it can happen with time because one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Where in your marriage do you need to approach conflict with compromise? Be honest with yourself. Maybe it's in the morning. Maybe you guys are just not, you know, great morning people, or one of you is and one of you isn't. And you're like, okay, well, yeah, and we just kind of get hostile with each other. We don't mean to, but that doesn't set up the tone for a great day. So maybe there you need to look and approach your conflict with compromise. What do you need to do? Maybe you don't say anything in the morning to each other until both of you are ready and you've had your cup of Joe and your protein and a little bit of fruit, whatever that is. And then you can come together and have a conversation of love and grace and, hey, go out and impact the world that you touch. You're going to be awesome at what you do today. And be an encourager and empowerer. Where in your marriage is there conflict? We all have it. I have it in my marriage. I don't have it as often as I used to. But that's because why? Compromise has become one of the tools that we use. My husband is still his own person. I am still my own person. And we have five little persons. And we're growing to add another person, right? Because my daughter's getting married. So I'm going to have six persons. And then when you add in the dogs and the cats, it's a whole nother story. We've got layers upon layers. You have layers upon layers. We are each our own. But when you're married, you're coming together as one. So you have to look at compromise. Where in your marriage is there conflict that you need to instill compromise so you can have compassion for each other? So you can extend that grace and love that's extended to you every day. God shows you. You may not always pay attention, but He does. We're to do that with our spouses. So today I challenge you, seek out areas where you can compromise and thrive. Where is that conflict eating and feeding in your marriage? Where are those specks of dirt? Where are those piles of dirt? You don't want to get them to mountains. You can deal with specks and piles. You got to look at it and say, okay, we got to start breaking this down. Where is this? Does it happen during dinner time majority of the time? Then what is it? What's the pattern there? If you're one who says, I've got so much conflict, I don't even know where to begin. It's not specks. It's not even dust bunnies, man. It is soul on piles upon piles. And now we're getting mounds and I'm approaching hills and soon to be mountains. If you don't want to reach that peak, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. You can climb the right mountain of compromise and you can thrive. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. Open your ears so you can hear the story of the heart near and dear. Let the facts lead the way to understand what matters today. Conflict instills compassion for all. You just have to be willing to let the hurt fall. You can thrive when there's conflict in a marriage. Just approach it with compromise. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.